Well, hey there. Welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We're recording from Studio B, a.k.a. the kitchen table of Tip Tap Tip headquarters in Snowden, Calgary, Alberta. We are, it's a Saturday night, having lots of fun. I don't know what else to say.
It's a party.
It is a party.
It's a tea party.
Yeah, it is. I know, that's how we roll. Not really getting drunk, just getting awesome on tea.
You know what I think would be funny?
What?
If I watched you get drunk.
And you were completely sober?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that, it's no fun being like the...
Yeah, then I can just laugh at you.
You'd be like, oh boy, you're laughing at me. And then I'd start crying. And then I'd want to fight the wall. And then I'd cry again. Because that's kind of how drunk I am.
No, I've never seen you do that.
But here's the thing. I was thinking about this the other day when it came to alcohol. Because I'm in the midst of that thing which annoys Rochelle. I don't know if I'm in the midst. I'm just doing this thing. And I cannot drink a beer guilt-free.
Why?
Because it's full of sugar.
Oh, yeah. The sugar thing.
That's why I have like five tall boys in the fridge.
But your friends just came over last... podcast that the last podcast you did, you were drinking beer.
No, Steve was drinking beer. I wasn't drinking beer. He knocked back two tall boys during the entire episode. Why do you think the episode was so great?
I don't know. I didn't listen to it.
Oh, yeah, but you did pop by like a little while into the episode, which was fun after you did your antiquing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was fun.
How was your day today, Rochelle?
It's good. How was your day today?
That's it. That's all you got to say. It's good.
What? Are we talking about the... Oh, you want to talk about the crazy playground place?
Well, that's kind of what I'm getting at.
Well, this is something that... This place is something that Eric has been telling me about. And I don't know if this is a popular thing in other cities as well, but there's these indoor playground places for kids. And it's kind of bonkers. These places are massive mazes, almost. It's almost like if you were going to make, like, you know, those little miniature hamster cages with mazes, but you amplified that and made it into, like, child scale. That's what these places are like, hamster cages.
Yeah, you're constantly playing the game of, where's my child?
There's tubes, there's slides, there's trampolines, there's, but it's also like, what was that show that was on TV, that American Warrior?
American Gladiators.
American Gladiators. They've kind of taken some of that stuff and put it in.
You know what they should do? You got me thinking now. Is they should make a show called American Children Gladiators, where they get children to fight each other, you know, with like foamy things for the entertainment of the viewing audience.
I think that might actually be viewed upon as like kind of child labor or something.
Well, no one's really going to get hurt. Like, you know,
they will. And like, who are the asshole parents who are making their kids go in this, right? Well, at least as an adult, you choose yourself if you're going to put yourself into that, something
like that. Well, you'd ask the child and they'd say, yeah, that's what I want to do.
No.
You know, that's a form of consent, right?
No.
Hey, child, do you want to go on this awesome show where you get to hit each other, hit another kid with foam and then fall into a ball pit? What child is going to say no to that? That's the best thing ever. And it's my idea. Don't take it. Copyright Tip Tap Tip forever.
Yeah, sure. You go ahead and do that. And I'm pretty sure you get a lot of haters.
Mm-hmm. You hear something upstairs?
No. I don't hear anything.
Okay. We'll just let it go. This is going to be a very Eurovision-centric episode. There's seven songs which we're going to get through.
So I haven't finished talking about this crazy playground place. So why didn't you warn me?
I tried to warn you in as many ways as possible. I said...
And you and before I left, you were like, are you sure you want to go? Are you sure you want to go? And I was like, yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine. Mm-hmm. And you didn't tell me. You didn't say, Rochelle, you probably don't want to go to this place. Because... your brain is going to hurt.
It is complete sensory overload.
Holy shit. I got home. I put on my earplugs, went into my dark room, and I turned the light on, and I was like, I'm going to read for a little bit. And I turned the light on, and I was like, what the fuck am I thinking? I'm turning everything off. You have to turn everything off after going to a place like that. Mm-hmm. Like, our poor child, it took him, 4 hours to wind down to be able to go to sleep.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, he was pretty amped up, and then we still need to hose him off tomorrow because he's just a mess.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Well, yes and no. Like, it's...
You know what? You can't say yes and no. Those are two totally different answers.
All right. I see where you're coming from. On one hand, it's easy for a parent just to go, okay... screw it. I'm going to take my child here and let them get their energy out for a couple hours and then they'll pass out, which mostly works.
Okay. Getting your energy out is totally different than a place like this. Mm-hmm. Getting your energy out is going for a walk, going for a run, having a soccer game, having a basketball game. This place is like energy overload.
I hear you.
Okay, so that's not the same thing.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I agree. It's like
energy on crack.
And it's not cheap. It's certainly not expensive. Like, it's not cheap if you have multiple children. It's like, if you're paying, it's like $14 a crack just to get in the door.
15.
Oh yeah, because it's Saturday.
On the weekend, yeah. Yes.
Pardon me. So, Rochelle, I happen to go on what is... the busiest day of the week at this place. So you've seen it at its nuts, at its most bonkers.
Yes.
And I think I've taken them there on a Saturday. And yeah, it's something else. But
there needs to be something there for the parents. That is my conclusion to this, is that they're catering everything towards the children and nothing towards the parents. If someone came up with a place... exactly like this, but the kids were in a glassed off area, so the parents could walk out of that area, not be affected by the noise. Mm-hmm. That would be great. And if there was a healthy options coffee bar with salads or something, that would be great. Then I would go there more often. And there also needs to be a fuck booth so that
what?
All the parents can just go fuck around a little bit, have your coffee and your salad, and that'd be awesome.
Sorry, you said a fuck booth. I kind of what? Like a getting down to business kind of booth?
Yeah. Just hook up.
Oh, okay.
Hook up, get your fuck on, and go pick up your kids and go home.
Because you were saying to me that this...
it's like a bar, but you just get down to business.
Because you were saying to me when you came home that there's some maybe single dads or dads who are there by themselves who are just checking out other women.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
I don't know for sure. It's not like I asked them. I have no idea.
But they were checking out. They're kind of eyeing up and down people or what?
Well, of course, they're human beings and they're men and women, right? Mm-hmm. So obviously there's going to be some of that going on. The only difference between that and a bar is that there's kids running around.
Okay. So that your brilliant idea, and I'm with you on this, I think it's a good idea, that they sort of, they soundproof some glass, they other things to it, maybe have some smooth jazz playing in the background lightly.
Yeah, or classical music or something, Coldplay or, soft rock.
Oh, yeah, light rock.
Yeah.
Not too hard, not too soft, just the right amount of rock and soften. It's like, it's, you know, it's the rock equivalent of Goldilocks. It's like, well, this is rocking too hard, and this is putting me to sleep.
So then
this is just right.
Okay, so then when the parent, when the kids are like, "Oh, mom, I want to go to the indoor playground," the parents won't be like, "Oh, fuck that place." They'll be like, "Oh, that place. Yeah, I like that place too."
I think you're onto something, because I think the problem with this place is it's completely catered to children, like, you know, but completely, and but while ignoring the people who are bringing the kids there, who have to be there for hours. Hours and hours.
Also got the cash.
Yeah, they're the one paying, right? You know, if they're going to be paying, they may as well be enjoying their experience as well, too.
But what about the fuck booths? Like, what do you think about that?
So, like, the booth size, like phone booth size? Like, how is that, like...
It's big enough to do it in, right?
So,
and clean. Maybe wash, like, self-washing, like those self-washing...
So bathrooms. Bigger than a PT Cruiser?
You're not with me on this, are you?
No, I'm not. It's not that I'm not with you. I just want
some. Think about all those single parents out there who, you know, it's so hard to go on dates, so hard to meet people. If they can meet people at these places.
So it's like the new dating, you know, it's like the new sort of.
But not really. Like, it's more like, you know, like meeting people, but it doesn't need to be dating. It could just be
hooking up.
Yeah, hooking up.
All right. Like, you know,
the only problem is going to be people who are trying to do it for money. You have to watch out for those people charging.
But the way that the place works is you have to come in with a kid.
Yes.
You know, you can't just come in alone and go, I'm just going to come in here and just stare at children for hours.
That sounds creepy.
It is creepy. That's why they don't let anybody in without a child.
Yeah, but sometimes people can just borrow their friend's kids or something.
Like, which is equally weird.
It is equally weird. Mm-hmm. But I guess if you really want to go to the fuck booths, maybe...
Maybe if you don't come with a kid. Oh, no, that's just...
You can't not come with a kid. No, you have to be there with a child.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think this is a brilliant idea, Rochelle. I think you're definitely onto something. And I think we should run with this. I think we gotta.
The only problem is that I'm not sure that fuck booths are legal in Canada. Because if they were, they'd be in bars.
Yeah, they're called bathrooms in bars.
Yeah, but if you get caught, it's what's it called? Like
a public indecency or something like that.
Oh, because of your experience, you know those, right?
So I've heard. You know, people have told me these things. You know, some guy I know who knows another guy named Derek.
Derek?
Yeah, Derek. He gets into
Derek.
Derek gets into all sorts of trouble.
Derek's a bad boy.
He's a bad boy.
Also, I kind of feel sorry for parents. I mean, I'm a parent, but I kind of feel sorry for parents who are... You know, like, maybe not getting it on, like, because that sucks.
Yes, you gotta burn off some steam.
If you were a single parent and you had to, like, try and hook up, you have to find a babysitter, pay the babysitter, go out to the bar, spend money on alcohol, and then maybe.
But then, you know, and then you go on a date where you have to explain that. Oh, yeah, actually, I'm a single parent. You go into this place, you know...
Everybody is a parent.
Yeah, there's that threshold has been already... you know, there's not that...
Yeah, it's like, oh, crazy kids? Oh, yeah, they're right over there. Yeah, which, we know about that.
Yeah. Those are my crazy kids. Those are your crazy kids. All right, you want to go to the fuck booth?
Yeah. And also, I think moms will love it, too, because it's like multitasking. It's like, oh, my kids are getting exercise... They're being taken care of over there. I will be taken care of over there at the same time. Then we all go home happy and have a good sleep.
And if something real, if somebody really needs to get your attention, there's an intercom, you know.
There is an intercom, yeah, with numbers, like a concentration camp.
Exactly. You have your concentration camp number time.
I have my concentration camp number 7.
Okay. That's a weird number. Your number 7.
Yeah.
What else? We're still enjoying the new vehicle. I know we touched on that briefly on the last episode when Rochelle popped downstairs.
Yes, I would actually like to move into my vehicle.
Me too. I think we should just give up this house and live in that vehicle.
Yeah. The only problem is today I was trying to do like the hands-free talking, giving instructions or whatever, and they wouldn't listen to me.
It's kind of touch and go with that thing.
I know, but it's not very safe to have difficulties doing that when you're driving, because then you're like, oh, trying to figure that out, but you're still driving.
Yeah, I know.
It's not very safe.
For all the talk about distractive driving, I feel like that this new car is way more distracting than our old car.
So bad. It is really bad.
There's a computer in our car, and with, you know, everything, you know, as much as our old car had its issues, knobs and dials, kind of, you know, I kind of like...
Well, and you just have the radio or put a CD in. Yeah. Like, and it takes like 1 second, where this one, it's like, sure, your buttons are on the steering wheel. It doesn't make a difference. It really doesn't. Like, I think it's just the same as going on your cell phone.
It is.
Honestly, it's just because the device is connected to your car doesn't mean that it's not any different.
Yeah. I know. I find it quite distracting in that regard. It's like, yeah, especially if you're, yeah, if you're playing music off of whatever, you know. Yep, but you know, there's all that space, all that.
And then when I was phoning you, then all of a sudden the maps thing started to kick in and started to talk to me through the car while I was phoning you, and I was like, "What? I didn't do that. Stop it!" It's, you know. And then I'm also driving.
Yep. Can we get our old car? Can we get our old car back?
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, it's gone.
You know, the most irritating thing was anytime we took a road trip and I would start falling asleep, and then you would reach for something and your elbow would bonk me and wake me up. Oh.
Because our car was like way more narrow.
So tiny.
Now it's like you're on another planet.
Yeah. Yeah. The only problem with this car, because it's so big, we can get really fat and we'll still fit in it, and we can buy shit ton of stuff and still fit in it. That's a little bit dangerous.
So you watched a new show on Netflix today?
Yes.
Do you want to get into that, or just gonna?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of, I find it really sad, actually. Like, this show is all about, you know, obesity problems. Mm-hmm. And the thing that people are doing for the obesity problems is just getting this, like, stomach stapling surgery, which is so, like, could you imagine having your stomach made so tiny that all you can eat is a little tiny thing of applesauce?
Yeah.
Like a baby?
Yeah, it's kind of...
How does your body function on that amount of nutrients?
Yeah, but you saw what these people were eating, right?
Yeah, but if they change their eating habits, then they could gradually do it normally instead of just being like, oh, let's staple half your stomach.
More than half your stomach. Like
80% of your stomach.
Yeah. Which is crazy. Like,
and that's so severe. Like, what a fucking shock to your body.
All of a sudden it's like, okay. Now, remember how before you were eating that baguette with fried chicken, French fries, and another bun on top of your bun.
And like that lady who was doing that, that's emotional eating.
Exactly.
So that's not, she's not eating it because she's hungry. She's eating it because she's emotionally eating. So stapling your stomach, I just don't think is going to solve that.
Yeah, there's a lot of underlying problems. Like you were saying when we were watching it, the show is called The Big Board on Netflix. What these people need to do is they need to deal with their core problem. One of the people on the show was just basically a sugar addict. Like, you know, we're watching her and her son, I think it was her son, go shopping in the grocery store. And it's just like sweets, 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 sweets.
Everything was...
And that was 2 days of shopping.
2 days?
I think that's what they said.
Yeah, there are absolutely no vegetables or even meat. Or even dairy. I think it was all carbs and sugar.
Except for that one guy who ate four steak sandwiches?
Four steak sandwiches.
Yeah. In as like his lunch.
Yeah, but then they're also eating like Wonder Bread.
Yes.
You know, the most unfilling bread ever. It's just sugar and flour. It's everything is just, oh, it's just so awful. It's like, don't these people learn how to, you know, don't they have like, you know, how Canada has the food guide in Canada? Don't they have that in other countries?
Well, that's a problem. Like, you know, these people don't know the proper things to eat and how to eat. Like, you know, just...
But that's just like such a normal thing. You have to do that every single day. Like this one lady didn't even know that, you know, this picture of green beans. She didn't even know that those were green beans. She's like, oh, that's what they look like before they're cut up?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the lady who ate the KFC sandwich.
Oh, okay. I hear you.
That is messed up.
That was... made me want to go for a walk. And do more push-ups.
And eat vegetables only.
And eat vegetables only.
Meanwhile, you're making a quinoa salad.
Yeah, while the show's on, so... Let's get into some Eurovision, shall we?
I don't know, but you know what? We had to make some healthy changes too. From you know, from when we were in our 20s, making all those bad choices of, you know, chicken wings and nacho chips and pub food kind of stuff. Because mm-hmm. when you're in your 20s, you're kind of invincible.
Yeah, your metabolism works better. And then you hit 30, and it all falls apart. You turn into
doesn't yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was at this this birthday party today, there was this young 20-year-old, and she's like, I'll eat that pizza. I'll eat the wings, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, good luck with that. Wait until you're 30. Yeah, you're 30s.
And all changes. All changes.
Yeah.
Anyways, is there anything else you want to talk about before we get into 7 songs of Eurovision?
I'm excited about Eurovision. I hope that... Do you know if they are making it accessible on the web this year? Have they said anything about that?
They haven't said anything one way or the other, so I'm guessing that it might be the same way as last year, which was a total pain in the butt because I had to... And this is computer talk, so...
No, don't say it then.
I basically is blocked from Canada. But we watched it anyways through magic.
Well, that sucks though, because then we can't do it publicly like we used to.
Yep, that does suck. We can't do it because then we'd have to be doing semi-legal stuff.
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with doing semi-legal stuff. Semi-illegal stuff.
Yeah.
Can you get a ticket for it? Can you get a fine for it?
The internet police will come bust down our door.
There are no internet police.
They'll take away our internet.
No, they won't.
And they'll give
There's
us...
no such thing. It's the same as people who are worried about downloading movies.
Hey, I've gotten a few of those emails.
Yeah. Did you actually get a ticket?
No. You know what happens is because it's basically... You get those emails saying that, okay, you downloaded a movie... from some company. And then because I think in Canada you can get those emails, but there's nothing really they can do. So you just ignore them. And they're for weird shows too. Like, that, I don't know if you, did you ever watch that movie, The Witch? A really spooky movie. You should watch it. But it's, I'm thinking it was like an independent movie. It wasn't a big, big Hollywood blockbuster by any stretch. That's what they emailed me about. Really? That movie? Like, okay. Sure. Okay, you can send me 5 emails. I'm just going to ignore them anyways. But, you know, and they did. And then they eventually just stopped emailing. And that was the end of that. So,
you know what show I really like right now?
Which one's that?
Because you can get, we downloaded the CBC app, CBC TV app, and I really like that show Marketplace.
I thought you were going to say Succulent 6.
No. No, I don't need to talk about that show.
But it's very empowering.
It is very empowering.
Rochelle and I were watching the show, and we made up a drinking game, if we were drinking, that every time the word empowering is mentioned, is said by any of the people on the...
I have an idea. watch an episode of The Succulent Six, which is six overweight women.
Plus-sized.
Plus-sized, voluptuous women. Watch that show and then watch The Fat Ward back-to-back. That'll fuck with your head.
Yeah, because it's... well, yeah, because it's I guess it's two sides of the same coin, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's like the health problems associated with being overweight or plus size. But to an extreme, obviously, these like the fat where the people are much heavier. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's kind of like along that road. And then the succulent six is the women embracing their curviness and their physique and all that kind of stuff. So that it would really.
Yeah, it would make my brain explode.
Yeah, I think me too. Yeah.
So I think somebody needs to do that.
It might be very, what's the word that they say all the time?
Empowering?
Empowering. It might be very empowering to have that knowledge.
Yeah. The Succulent Six is a web-only series available on the CBC app or probably the website. I'm not sure. Check it out. Easy peasy episodes, 10 minutes apiece. Very bite size.
You know what episode I really liked on Marketplace? Okay, I don't want to talk about TV all the time though. But anyway, they were talking about like how baby items in the States are actually less expensive than in Canada. And even on Amazon, they're less expensive in the States. Like by a lot.
What type of items?
Oh, like extra saucers, car seats. These items are priced up almost 70%, like 30 to 70%.
Really?
Yeah. The only thing that and the same stores, right? It's Walmart in the States, Walmart in Canada. Toys R Us in the States, Toys R Us in Canada. Same store, totally different prices.
Complete bullshit.
It is bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like we're not rich in Canada.
I don't think so.
Our money is worth less.
Yeah, right now, yeah.
And they do this, like they figure this out, like, you know, with the exchange rate in mind, obviously. Mm. Anyway, I found that really interesting. But, you know, that's why we buy everything secondhand anyway. So.
Yeah. We
beat the system.
Exactly. So we got 7 Eurovision songs.
Did you change the password?
No, it's my, sorry. I get confused because it's the work code. The iPad at work has that decode. So I'm so used to that one.
That's your secret porn code, right?
No, it's, no. It's just, we use the iPad to listen to music at work, so I'm constantly punching in that code.
That's your secret big black dick porn code.
Oh, man, you're on to me, Rochelle. You know, I'm a frequent visitor.
Is it racist to say that?
Did you know that there's there's an acronym? Where did I learn this? I can't remember where I learned this. BBC.
What is that?
It's not British Broadcasting Corporation. It's something else.
Big black cunt.
Other.
Big black cock.
Yeah. That's funny because I'm like, oh, BBC, BBC One, BBC Two. It's like, oh, it's a party.
Where did you know this? Where did you find this out?
This is a couple of years ago, and it was not a porn site. But where did I thought, and I laughed. I laughed because I thought it was just ridiculous. But
what do they say for big white dick?
I don't think there is any sort of acronym for that. I'm assuming. Okay. BBC One.
It's funny how the porn world hasn't changed that though. That they still say it as a color.
Yeah.
Right. Because you can't say like African American dick. That doesn't sound good.
It doesn't roll off the tongue.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. I want to hear about things rolling off of tongues. It's creeping me out.
Okay.
We got Belarus, Switzerland, Denmark, Serbia, Malta,
Denmark. I want to hear Denmark.
Germany or UK.
I want to hear Denmark first.
All right, Denmark, we have Rasmussen with Higher Ground. Let's have a listen.
in the making, bound for a distant shore, a world for the taking, men gone forevermore, boarding and setting sail, yet victory won't prevail. Oh, freeze the air.
That was Denmark's entry, Rasmussen with Higher Ground.
I just need to say it right. Rasmussen.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to say it. Game of Thrones vibe to it. I picked up on that immediately. No, just, I don't know. It's good to know that they get Game of Thrones over in Denmark.
Well, isn't that where that, like, you know, that whole Viking thing kind of...
It all comes back. It all comes back.
Yeah. I wasn't thinking Game of Thrones. I was thinking, like, you know, all the Viking sort of stuff.
Because yeah,
it kind of looks more like... But Game of Thrones is kind of, I think, similar to that.
Yeah, it's long hair.
Yeah, but if you were just going to listen to it without the visuals, would you get that?
I would get that. Like, the song has that, I don't know, that kind of vibe to it.
Yeah, but you know what? I think it's a little bit too poppy.
Oh, yeah. They need to make it pop. This is Eurovision, after all.
Yeah, but I think that needs to be more... There needs to be more drums. There needs to be more men with no shirts on banging on big drums. They missed this opportunity to do that. That is like the staple of Eurovision is...
Well, and maybe in Rochelle Vision, that will be the rules of the contest.
Shut up. And also, when this guy is singing, he needs to keep his voice more masculine because he sounds like Aliko is a little bit too high-pitched in sometimes.
Well, he's very sort of, he gets kind of very operatic and like very dramatic. I think that's part of the what the song is about.
Like, yeah, I know, but he's supposed to be like a Viking dude. You can't be like, I'm a Viking. You know, you have to be like, I'm a Viking. Like that.
You can
still, you know, belt it. Just
you can be badass and hit those high notes. You can.
Okay, but it doesn't have the same sort of impact. And I think that's the reason why at the very end they added like the bass guy saying, keep the road on higher ground. Because I was like, yeah, he is really high. There needs to be.
There needs to be a balance. I agree.
Yeah.
All right. So I give this this song a thumbs up.
Yes, I really like it.
Yeah. So thumbs up. Definitely. I like the staging. I like the song.
I feel like they just need to do it, like, you know, just go full on. Like, what do you call it? Like, balls on the table. They need to put more of their big balls on the table.
Yeah, we like balls.
You like balls, too?
I love big balls in my mouth.
There needs to be more big, hairy balls on the table.
More balls, please. Give me balls. I'm going to pick the next one. This is Belarus's entry, Alex Sieve, with a song called Forever. Let's have a listen.
Must be something that we call love. Wherever I go, I'm coming back. And time cannot knock me off my track. This resolution is final.
That was Belarus entry with Alex Eve singing Forever. I think Belarus missed an opportunity there because you had a pretty good song with really interesting staging, but sung by a good looking guy with the worst fucking voice I've heard in a long, long time.
You think that song is good?
I think if it had the right singer.
No, it's so boring. It's the same melody. It's like, seriously. It sounds like it's written by a beginner songwriter or something. It's so boring.
Yeah, I'm not certain this song will get out of the semifinals.
I don't think so.
Like, you know, like a sparkly LED suit that matches the backstaging is great, and that's fine and everything, but the guy's voice was just...
Oh, it's like hurting my ears.
It was brutal. It was brutal. Like the Rasmussen from Denmark had a much better voice. Like,
yeah. Oh, it's not even... Can't even compare.
Thumbs down, Belarus.
Sorry.
Sparkly suits do not cut it with Eurovision experts like us. You okay. Pick the next one.
Is there one of the top five?
Yeah, we have two of them. Germany or UK?
Oh, I want to hear UK.
All right, let's hear UK.
See, they've been pretty good lately. They've been putting out some good singers lately. I think they've been trying harder.
All right, this is Suri with Storm. Let's have a listen. The UK's entry, Suri, singing a song called Storm. Rochelle.
I think I've seen this, like, there's so many people who can sing really good in the chorus part, but then in the intro part, they can't do it. Yeah. And there's so many Eurovision songs where you hear it. It's like they're starting out and they're trying, they're struggling so hard. And then that's the first impression that I get is the very beginning of the song. And this girl, like, she can't sing, but she can belt it. In the chorus part, but she can't sing in the other part. And also, you know what? This is such a gay club song, but she's wearing like the most conservative outfit ever. Like, why isn't she wearing something glittery or sparkly or pink or, you know what I mean? Like, she doesn't look like she's singing that song. It looks like she's singing a different song. Whoever styled it sucks balls.
Yeah, they can definitely improve on that in the finals, but yeah, the song was just boring to me. Like, there's no other word for it. It's just, maybe it sounds better in the studio version, but yeah, I just was not feeling it.
Picture it. If she had a more glittery outfit on, maybe a feather boa. Mm-hmm. And then she had some backup dancers doing flips and stuff in sparkly outfits.
Okay. Yeah, that would definitely would step it up a bit.
That would make it better, right?
But, you know, it's still a song contest, so if she can't carry her with her voice, then it doesn't matter how many flippy guys or whatever, guys banging drums with shirts off.
It would make you feel different when you're watching it. It would make it feel better. I think it would help the quality of the song. Yeah.
And, you know, the audience vote would definitely... But again, it's not my...
Because it does make a difference. Like, think of, like, Lordi. If Lordi did not have the costumes and did not have the fireworks, do you think they would have won?
Yeah, that definitely was part of the whole package, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. This package, people are... It seems like, you know, the competition... The entrance or whatever, they're relying on all these digital effects. And digital effects are not that good.
Yeah.
Like, that screen is blinking, blah, blah, blah. Sure, whatever, but it's not as good as dancers.
Now let's talk about some more stuff. We got, who do we have left? We have Germany, Switzerland, Serbia, or Malta. I guess it's my pick this time. I'm going to pick Switzerland with an artist called... Zibs. Okay, I guess that is cool in Switzerland. And Zibs song called Stones. Now,
I bet you the lyrics will be like, "Don't throw stones at me."
Let's find out.
Why joke on a gold throne? Blood diamonds on my home. Wrong people with the right to know, but I can't do anything about it. Oh, saying that life's hard, but we don't want it in our backyard. We should be farther from the start, but I can't do anything about it. We're so afraid of fire away. What's a life worth? We're so afraid, repeat the mistake. Just to confess where the line is in the face of facts. Different weapon but the same old tack. No, I ain't throwing stones. No, I ain't throwing stones. Every lesson lost in the past. Part of me, but I don't wanna go back. No, I ain't throwing stones. No, I ain't throwing stones. Think the boogeyman will give me. Think different is the enemy. It's been this way for centuries, and I can't do anything about it. Can't wait to light the cannonball. Can't face the mirror, says it all. Sins of the Father make us fall, and I can't do anything about it. We so afraid with fire away. Just to confess, spread the lies in the face of faith. Different weapon, but the same attack. No, I ain't throwing stones. No, I ain't throwing stones. Every lesson lost in the past. Pardon me, but I don't wanna go back. No, I ain't throwing stones. Oh, because I know I ain't standing alone. No, I ain't standing alone. Standing alone.
That was Switzerland's entry with the Zibs and Stones. I think Rochelle nailed it with the lyrics.
I thought that was like such a stupid guess, but I was right.
Yeah, you got it. What are your thoughts?
I think it's funny because we were talking about how there needs to be some guy playing drums in the other song, and this one had some guy playing drums, and then they also had like these little LED triangle things on stage, and we were saying that there should be more special effects. So I thought it was good. I liked it. Yeah.
It's a bit more, it's definitely more rockin' than any of the songs we've heard this evening. I hope it does well. It's not like I don't think it's a winner, but I think it'll do okay. I'll give it a hesitant thumbs up.
That's like, you can't say that. It has to be either.
Okay, thumbs up. Thumbs up.
You're always wanting to just be in the middle. You can't be in the middle. You have to say something.
Thumbs up.
Two or one?
Or just either thumbs up or thumbs down. Thumbs down.
Yeah, like one thumb or two thumbs.
Two thumbs up.
Really?
Yeah, I think it would have been one thumbs up, but I did like her outfit. And I'm not just talking about the pleather pants. The whole package.
I know. I thought for a minute there, I was like thinking about how hard she had to work at being looking so cool. Mm-hmm. But even like her facial expressions.
Yeah, she's a good stylist.
Her facial expressions. That's not a stylist sort of thing. That's like she practiced those facial expressions to sing and be like, okay, if I'm going to sing like this and I want to be cool, I'll have to like scrunch my face up like this or whatever.
Yeah, she nailed it. That's why I get two thumbs up.
What musician would you compare her to that's like an American musician?
Yeah, it would be the American equivalent, like a...
Alicia Keys.
No, not even. Like, because that's a like, totally different genre. Alicia Keys.
No, it's not.
Alicia Keys is R&B.
This says R&B.
No, this is more rock.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
This is more Pink than it
no,
is.
No, Pink is like screaming. This lady is like bopping. This is R&B.
Right.
Just because she's not black doesn't mean that she can't sing R&B. Eric.
I'm not saying that. It has nothing to do with it. You're always bringing race into things, Rochelle.
You're such a dick. BBC.
Oh, man.
Okay, my next pick is Spain.
Sure, let's do it. We already talked about Spain last time.
Oh, sorry.
Germany.
Germany.
Serbia or Malta? Germany?
Germany
it is. We got Michael Schulte with You Let Me Walk Alone. Let's have a listen.
Okay, what is it going to be about?
Walking alone?
I think it's going to be after a breakup, and then he's alone, and he's walking by himself.
Do I have Germany, sir? Michael Schulte. Thought I put it on? Oops. Breaking things. Maybe not. We're talking about that. We talked about. Okay. Thought I did. Maybe not. I'll just put
I already guessed.
All right. We got Malta. Montenegro. Sure.
Oh, that last year. That was the one with the guy with the braid, right?
Oh, yeah. Montenegro. Or,
Montenegro.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's see what they got.
Montenegro. I hope it's as good as last year.
Yeah, this is Vanya Radovanovic with a song called Inye.
Pati srce se glodaš, ten brzo zaboravljaš. Drhti ljuba kao prut, usred ljeta zamrznut. Drhti mi ja, drhti va. Nema nas
That was Montenegro's entry, Vanya Radovanovic, with a song called Inye. Listeners, we're sorry that you had to listen to that for the last 3 minutes.
Okay, but you know what? If you could understand what he's singing about, what he's saying, do you think that would make it better?
Probably, but I didn't understand last year's winner, and I like that better. Like, you know, so language is... You know, does play a part in it, but, you know, a good song is a good song. And that wasn't it. That was two thumbs down, Montenegro. Come on.
Yeah, that was really hard to sit through, I'll be honest. But I feel bad because it's like, you know, I think that he has the potential to sing a good song. You know, he has a good voice. It's just, that's just not a good song.
Sorry, maybe next year. But you know what? It's funny because it's weird songs like that, which me and you would like. We clearly don't like, which because sometimes they just do good, and I can't explain it because
it touches the heart.
Yeah,
and maybe people can understand it, and if it means something to them, then it makes it a good song to them.
Yeah. So even though Rochelle and I both really didn't like that song, it could be one of those songs which just takes off and we're both scratching our heads going, why Europe? Why are you liking this one?
But you know, like, what was the song that, what's her name? The girl that was wearing like the blue dress, the blue pantsuit. And she sang that song about, it was Ukraine. Like it was like the controversial, Ukraine. It wasn't about Ukraine, but it was during that time when Russia invaded Ukraine and people were saying it was a
controversial. Yeah, Jamala.
Jamala, that song, didn't understand it at all, but it touched me still because it was just a very powerfully written song. I think that they're maybe trying to do something like that with this song, but it didn't really work.
I think they're trying to do that. Plus, they're also trying to, I think they've taken a cue from last year's winner, like trying to do more classic sort of Eurovision song.
But refresh our memory. What was last year's winner again?
The Portugal guy. Like that very sort of classic. He's just like this. Oh, remember the big, you didn't like the song.
I don't remember it.
Not going to play it.
I think we should play it.
I don't have it ready.
Okay. Well, next episode, I think we should play it just as a refresher because I totally don't remember it.
Okay. I liked it.
That probably means that it sucked.
No, it was good. It's a good song. It's very simple. No theatrics. Just a guy on a stage singing. That's it. Sometimes that's all you need. Two more songs to listen to tonight. Serbia or Malta? What's it going to be?
Two more songs?
Are we going
to
just...
Eric, were you trying to kill me here?
Are we going to just call it a night?
Yeah, I think we're done.
Okay. Here's where the song comes in. All right.
This is how we end the show now. I'm like, yeah, I don't think we're done.
Whatever, you know.
Sorry, I can only do so many Eurovision songs. I think they're great, but after listening to this one, it's like, yeah, no, I can't do it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thanks, Montenegro. You ruined the show.
Time for bed.
Thank you for listening to Tip Tap Tip. Anything you want to say before we wrap this up in a nice little package and mail it out to with poop all the way to Montenegro?
What?
And send it to Montenegro and say try again later with a better song.
I would never do that. Don't say that. I would never do that.
Jokes, Rochelle.
It's not funny. Sending poop in the mail is not funny.
Okay, I apologize.
Maybe John Waters, it is. But you know, if you think that's so funny, I dare you to eat dog poop then.
No.
Come on, but it's funny.
Yeah, there's a lot of funny things I would not do. Punch myself in the face. Funny to other people. I would not do it. Okay.
I think it would be funny if I punched you in the face.
Yeah, you always saying
it
that.
It would actually be very therapeutic.
Okay. So,
But I would feel really bad afterwards, so I don't want to do it.
Listeners,
if you... I'd have to look at your face.
Okay. If
injured.
Listeners, if you want Rochelle to...
I do not abuse Eric. Don't worry. This is just a... I'm just saying that it would be funny.
If you want Rochelle to punch Eric in the face, send your recommendations to info@tiptaptip.com. Or your votes or whatever, just saying.
No, I told you, I'm not actually going to do it. And also, you know what? I kind of don't have a good punching fist, so it would be the lamest punch ever.
Like these flailing arms going...
It would be like, that's it? It'd be like, that's the punch that you've been threatening.
You would just go, and that would be your punch.
Are you trying to mock me because I'm a girl?
Basically, yes.
You're so sexist.
TipTapTip.com. My name is Eric.
Did you name this show Tip Tap Tip because it sounds like tits?
Oh, the cat's out of the bag.
You are so sexist.
That's right. That's what I'm doing. Thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
I wish you would stop making me cook you food in the kitchen. You're so sexist.
Bye.
My name's Rochelle. Bye.
Thank you.